Loosen your belt, drop your drawers, let us lighten your load.
We're a real married couple from Brooklyn, New York, just trying to raise three kids here in L.A. This is Parenting Schmarenting with Greg and Stephanie Blum.
Greg and Stephanie's life is meaningless.
Life is wonderful. You know, one time our son, when he was little, he yelled out, we were online to get into the swimming pool. And he yelled out, "My daddy has a hairy penis," for no reason. So what I wanted to do was there's an article in Parents Magazine.
Didn't you tell him never to say that?
Yeah, I told him always say daddy has a big hairy penis.
Yes.
Thank you, everyone. I'll be here all year. So a lot of times, you know, you have to figure out what do you do when your kid blurts stuff out, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Here are some common things that kids blurt out before you run out of time.
I have a vagina. Oh, that was me.
Why do you just noticed
it? I just blurt that out.
You have Tourette's?
At the supermarket. Online, I go, I have a vagina.
Can somebody scratch me? One of the typical type of things is physical differences that children notice. And they'll yell out something like, "Why does that man have such a big tummy?
Why does that man have boobies?"
Right. What do you say?
You say, "He eats too much."
The instant response is, "People come in all shapes and sizes."
Okay.
Or, "Yes, he's quite a large man. We'll talk about it more when we get home.
We'll make fun of him in the car."
What do you do for damage control if the guy hurt him?
Say, "I'm sorry, he's really rude. I'm going to beat the shit out of him when we get out of here."
That's correct.
You really get mad at a kid if he walks up and says, "You know, daddy, why is that man so fat?" Would the fat man get mad at the kid?
Well, I was a little insulted. This cute little boy said he was in a shopping cart and I was going into the supermarket and he was coming out and his dad was pushing him. And he waves to me and goes, "Hi." Really cute. And then I waved to him. I said, "Hi." And then he said, "Old lady." And that was hurtful to me. I was like, "Oh my goodness." I thought he was a cute kid. And then I punched him in the face.
See, that's what happened. No, but no.
It hurt my feelings.
No, but as a parent, you still feel a little bit embarrassed when your child says something inappropriate. So Parents Magazine says,
just
say, "Sorry, my child is at a stage where she's very aware of other people's appearance." Does that make sense, Steph?
Okay.
You had to think about it?
This is what I'm going to do. Before we go out for the first time, I'm going to take the kid aside and say, "Listen, don't say nothing to nobody."
I can't wait till he has kids.
Yeah, but
I cannot wait till Aunt Hubert has kids.
Kids have no self-control. They don't. They can't.
You're going to want to say, "Wow, look at that person. It's a midget."
I always say that.
But they.
I love midgets.
Stephanie
can't
control.
You're going to want to do that. But don't say nothing to nobody.
But they say it anyway, especially when they're 2 or 3 years old. They have no filter. They say whatever they see. You know? What if they say, "Look at that. Look at those. All those yucky wrinkles on that lady." What do you say, Steph?
You say you're
going to
have those.
Say nothing to nobody.
You say you're going to have those one day, so shut your mouth.
Yes, wrinkly. Yes, she has wrinkly skin because she's older than we are, just like Grandma, who's dead.
Grandma's not wrinkled anymore. She rotted in the ground.
She sat in the
sun. You want to have lunch? Want a hot dog?
She thought she was hot stuff back in the 80s when she was taking sun baths and with those tinfoil reflectors. Now look at her.
And baby oil.
And smoking.
Yeah, we used to use baby oil.
Yeah, put baby oil all over yourself. Her brother still does that. He
uses Hawaiian Tropic.
He uses a whole bottle of that crap. It's not even doesn't even have any SPF in it. And then he goes out and sits in the sun.
Like for 6 hours.
And he goes, "Do I have a tan?" He's like darker than any black person you've ever seen.
What is his goal? To look like a California raisin?
I don't know.
No, to get skin cancer.
To put an end to it all. Well, the yes. The,
alphabet.
I want my skin to match my leather couch.
So what do you say to your kid if, what do you say to the old person if they just said that old lady has wrinkles? What do you say to the lady?
I'm so sorry. He's never seen anyone quite like you. This is California. Everyone does Botox.
All my old relatives are dead already.
We've never seen anyone your age.
No, you just say my son likes to talk about wrinkles, about my wrinkles too.
That's a lie.
Yeah, especially if you don't have any wrinkles. If you, especially if you're
say, don't feel bad. You should have heard what he said to the black person down the block.
I told you when I was in Target in the elevator with Maya, and she was in the shopping cart, and we got in the elevator, and there were three black guys in there, and all of a sudden she turns around, she looks at them, and she looks straight at me. She goes, "I'm scared of them."
I'm scared of those black people with the knives.
She didn't say black, but she just says, "I'm scared." And I was like, ha, she says that to everyone.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, it was very uncomfortable and embarrassing.
See?
I was like, she's scared of white people too. Don't feel bad.
That's damage control. Good job, Stephanie. Thanks for checking out this clip from the Stephanie and Greg Show, the live talk radio show from Hollywood, with your hosts, Greg and Stephanie Blum. If you'd like to subscribe to this podcast, go to iTunes or just go to our website at stephanieandgregshow.com. That's stephanieandgregshow.com.
StephanieandGregShow.com.